This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What we need to do is examine the entire Federal Reserve institution and whether they have been successful. There was fear-mongering over tariffs, and thus far, we have seen very little, if any, inflation. We've had great inflation numbers. So, you know, I think this idea of them not being able to break out of a certain mindset, you know, all these PhDs over there, I don't know what they do.
Wiggins!
You know, I think I heard Annie Fry say that about you the other day, Wiggins.
Annie Fry says a lot of things about me, and none of them are true.
I don't know. I know he's at a desk here somewhere, but I don't really know what he does. I think I heard her say that.
I wouldn't be surprised. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and I don't like any of it.
I understand. I hear you, brother. Hey, good to have you on this morning. I know we got you on the phone here, and you were wondering what the hell Jerome Powell was going to say this morning, and I can't find it anywhere. He gave a speech,
you know what?
But it must have been a nothing burger.
It was a nothing burger. He was just giving opening remarks. They all acted like this was going to be a big announcement, and then it was nothing. So, I think the reason why everybody's looking at him right now is because of the clips you were just playing. If you're following Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary right now, he is full court press on not just Jerome Powell, but the entire Federal Reserve.
Shouldn't he be? I mean,
yeah.
Like I said earlier, I'm no economist, and I'm proud of that. But I do know a little bit about the financial markets. I got a Series 7 license a few years ago, and I do understand how things work in this country. And it just seems odd that despite how well everything seems to be going, the Fed was quick to cut interest rates right before Joe Biden was trying to get reelected. And now that Donald Trump is president, they refuse to cut them.
It's politics. It certainly is. But the problem is that we don't really know. It's just like gerrymandering. You go, well, nobody likes gerrymandering, but then what's the alternative to the system that we have right now? And I'm as much as anybody, I'm like, yeah, end the Fed, let's do this thing. Scott Bessent's out here is talking about, the quote is, we need to reconsider the entire institution of the Federal Reserve. I love that. I like them thinking outside the box and all this stuff. The problem is, what he said recently is that it's possible that the Treasury Department, his department, could take over the role of the Fed. Now, this is big thinking, right? The problem is, in this administration, I'd be all for it. In a Democrat administration, these people would manipulate stuff like crazy. And the Federal Reserve already does this a little bit. But if you had a Biden in there with the head of the Treasury at his time, they would do things to only benefit themselves at the moment and dump off any problems on other administrations. So I don't know that that's the solution, but I do like that everything in Trump administration right now It's all revolutionary thinking because we have to think that way right now.
You don't see Jerome Powell resigning at all, do you? Doesn't his term end next year, middle or begin? Or I think it's either beginning or middle of next year.
Next year.
It ends next year, but the press on him right now, the full court press, is very interesting because it's not just saying, yeah, hey, we're thinking about ending the Fed. You know, I don't know that they'll actually do that, but it's pressure. But the other thing that they've discovered about the Fed right now is that these guys, under Jerome Powell, over the last couple of years, have spent $2.5 billion renovating their own offices. Now, if you consider $2.5 billion, some people are saying, look, we've built stadiums in America for less than they're renovating the Fed offices.
Right.
So these are the people running our finances? Yeah, that's Anna Paulina Luna has actually referred it for criminal investigation. So it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing. I mean, somebody needs to overlook that. It's like Besson said, if it was happening in any other department, you'd order an audit. But we can't audit the Fed. And, you know, they for all this talk about keeping the Fed separate from presidential control and influence and all of that, is the secret, the dirty little secret is it's never been free from that. It has never been free, but it's controlled by people who control the flow of money in the United States and around the world. And no matter who loses, they win. And no matter who wins, they win. There's no other way around that.
Yeah, and that's why when you hear Scott Bessent out there saying things, I think his quote was something like, the Treasury Department is capable of doing everything that the Fed is doing. You go, you know what? I'm listening. I'm not really opposed to you making some pretty big changes to these things. I know it would take a lot of work and a lot of congressional approval, but I'm not opposed to going down that road.
Yeah. Hey, listen, on a separate issue while I got you on here, this Tulsi Gabbard situation and the bombshell she dropped this week on the Obamas and all of that. Listen to Jim Jordan yesterday, because all of these people are angry over what they got away with, what they tried to do to Trump, what they did do to General Flynn. I played a Hunter Biden bite here. Let me go to this. Hang on.
Well, I was just going to say, buy the book was just a CYA. That's all they were doing. Everyone understands that. But this is what they did was a template, because 3 weeks after they go up and try to set up President Trump on January 6, 2017, 3 weeks later, they were successful with General Flynn. They go in and set him up. Remember, Comey spoke later at a big forum. He said, yeah, we knew it was a new administration. We should have called the White House counsel, but we thought we could get away with it. They set up Michael Flynn and took him out. Same playbook. That is why what Tulsi did, referring this to the Justice Department, God bless her and God bless the Justice Department. They should look into this as a conspiracy for what it is. Thank goodness Cassie said the same thing. This has to happen because this is where it all began.
Yeah, I think Jordan is spot on. How about you?
Yeah, I do too. I think this is a much bigger deal than the mainstream news is giving it allowance for. They are covering it a little bit, so I'll give them credit, but they're all running cover for Obama, of course. This is going to be a big deal. And what other things does this intertwine with, too? Because Tulsi Gabbard has been looking at, for months now, election fraud. They're actually sending out affidavits. I hope I'm using the right word. To states right now, seven states have received word from Tulsi Gabbard that they need to look at their federal elections over the last, you know, two cycles at least. So there's a lot going on here behind the scenes, and all you need is whistleblowers to start coming out and going, uh-oh, not me, I'll be the first to squeal, and then it's all going to come apart. So I love it.
I mean, which states were those? Do you know any of them? Because that I would just question whether they would actually do their due diligence to thoroughly look, to thoroughly investigate any potential issues.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, these are Democrat governors over a lot of these swing states, right? In Wisconsin and right now Arizona. Georgia's not, but it's, you know, these are squishy middle governors because it's a lot of swing states. But those three are certainly on there. Nevada is. That's a Democrat governor. New Hampshire is also on that list. There's a couple more that I'm missing, but it's seven total. And, you know, they have to comply. Now, if they start tampering with evidence, then you're talking about a different crime. So what they're going to get, I don't know, but they are looking into it. And Tulsi is looking. Here's the thing. She has said they're not just looking at vote fraud. They're actually looking at the machines themselves to see if they could be tampered with and if they were tampered with. And this is the first time they've ever actually done discovery on these things.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Well, we'll keep an eye on that for sure, and we'll be listening to Wiggins America. Remind people when they can hear that on the weekends, Ryan.
On the weekends, it's Saturday morning 7 to 8 and Sunday evening 7 to 8.
And every day on the Annie Fry Show here from noon to 3. All right, Ryan, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Yep, see you soon. Ryan Wiggins there, my office mate, who I get to see every day after the show.
I can't believe you didn't play him the Hunter Biden.
I thought about throwing it in there.
How difficult was it to not play that clip for him?
I struggled.
I think I played it
almost every segment today. I can't stop myself.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.